We're talking Brexit now. In particular, what are investors here in the UAE actually doing to take advantage of the Brexit opportunity? And to shed some light on this, delighted to be joined in the studio by Jezdev Sagar, the Managing Director at Three Associates Capital. It's a family office based in London. Jezdev, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
20 seconds context to this. You've spent a lot of time working in Dubai. You were with Deloitte here for a long time, so you know it and the people here well. Also, Three Associates Capital is your firm. It's your own family office in London. So when we're talking about you investing or working with investors in the UAE to invest in the UK, you're investing your own family money, which is based in India and the UK, and you're co-investing with the big family offices here in the Gulf. That's what you do. That's the context. You're here this week because your phone's been ringing in London with people saying, Jezdev, sterling's down at 127. This is an opportunity. So what kind of conversations are you having?
Well, I think exactly that. We've seen, as the fallout from Brexit, actually a number of opportunities opening in the UK. I think various markets and various businesses, I think, have been a little bit oversold. And in the context of where the currency is, and on a dollar-based economy, and those dollar-based economies are the Middle East, obviously the US, but also places like China and Hong Kong, are looking at the UK, have been confident about the UK for many generations, and are looking to kind of prime themselves to come back in. As a family office, we're slightly different than a broker or a typical organization that's looking to kind of peddle a particular product. So we co-invest. We look for items, or we look for particular properties and investments that we think make sense just on their own. But right now, it's even more attractive because of where the currency is.
When we think of Gulf investors putting money into the UK, we predominantly think of real estate, and real estate in the golden postcodes of London, Knightsbridge and Mayfair. Are those the conversations that you're having, Knightsbridge, Mayfair, buy real estate? Or are they looking at buying, oh, there's an engineering firm in Wolverhampton that's going cheap?
I think it's the former. We recently completed an acquisition at the end of March where we joined forces with a Saudi family office and acquired number one Pall Mall, which is quite a large 80,000 square foot building that's let to McKinsey. And that was an interesting kind of acquisition just pre-Brexit. What we found actually now post-Brexit is even more opportunities arising where you would typically find those kind of larger deals only being available to certain institutions, but now you're finding a lot of family offices coming in directly, bypassing those institutions, bypassing those large pension funds that you may find. You're obviously realizing what's happening with the pension funds right now in terms of their lock-ins, and investing directly in the market. What's even more interesting is that rather than waiting to find those big products, people are actually now starting to buy equities directly. So they're going straight in for the big property companies like Land Securities, like British Land, buying shares, which I think have been oversold. We've got a strong dividend policy and a great asset base.
What's the sentiment, though, that you're hearing, Jezdev? Because you've been sitting in a lot of meetings with some of the biggest family offices here. What have they been saying to you about risk, how comfortable they are with what's going on, their outlook for the UK and the European future?
Well, we can talk about the political part and put that to one side, because every day we're getting different news about what's happening on the political scene in the UK, and certainly after yesterday, it's unfolding in a more certain manner, so that's good. Certainly from an economic slash commercial view, the Middle East as a whole and the family offices in the Middle East have not only just thought about investing in the UK, they've been doing it for generations. This is like a second home for them. They know nearly every street in central London. You can sit in Dubai and talk to them about particular parts of London, particular buildings, and they're familiar with it. So this isn't a unique opportunity to come and talk to them about what's happening in London. They'll have all the statistics. They'll have all the investment information available here to inform them to make decisions over there.
Whenever you buy anything at all, the cost of buying it, whether you're buying stocks and shares, is quite important for your overall profitability. How much are people seeing this drop in the pound as being a wonderful execution cost moment? I mean, they're going to save money, 15-20% on wayward pre-Brexit vote.
Absolutely.
So is this a selling point by itself?
I think it is a selling point. The currency is certainly helping people make that decision. But actually, if you go into kind of equities, because that's the quickest way to deploy large amounts of money, you're not only getting a discount on the currency, but you're also getting a very strong dividend policy against an oversold share. So your yield on the dividend has obviously gone up as well. Similarly, if you're buying a bit of real estate that was yesterday £100 million and a certain amount of dollars, and those dollars now, you know, you don't need to spend as many dollars to get the same product, and that product has gone down, but the yield remains the same. Everything is going up the other way. So if you look at all the financials and the economics right now, I would recommend London as the place to invest.
Is there a feeling, though, that there's a limited window on that currency discount?
Based on yesterday to today, yes. And I thought that window would probably be open for the next month or so. I think that's truncating right now. So if you are going to invest, or you are looking to invest, and that may be right down to a one-bedroom apartment, right up to we as three associates and family office right now are collecting our proposal to bid for Grosvenor House Hotel in central London and the Plaza in New York. And that is a fantastic hedged, asset-backed, currency-driven investment.
Well, reading about that deal, you mentioned this to me earlier before we came on air. This is S.C. Roy, the Indian magnate who owns these properties. He's facing challenges of his own in India. So those assets are on the block. I'm reading in the Times of India 6 hours ago that Sahara, his group, has done a deal with the Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund to sell those assets. What can you tell me about what's happening with that deal, your involvement?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot you can't tell me, but what can you tell me?
I can tell you that we are not involved with the Qatar bid. This is our own bid, and we have a number of family offices working with us. And I can tell you that there have been a number of approaches to these properties, and Sahara owns three hotels, the Dreams, the Plaza, and Grosvenor House, under a particular structure and a particular financing package, and that those bids in the past have failed for various reasons. I wish Qatar every success. We will continue to propose our number, and there are I understand that there is a decision-making process, which is the owner and the Supreme Court in India, because of his background and where he is right now.
There's been a long attachment between local family offices here and London. There's a bit of an emotional relationship, which perhaps they don't have with some of the EU countries. And with the lower pound and the lower asset costs, obviously it's a good time to buy. But do you think even when the pound becomes more expensive, the asset prices start to rise again, that that emotional relationship will still mean that the UK is a preferred destination?
I think so. A lot of family offices, specifically in the Middle East, have their younger generations educated in the UK, and that has an emotional attachment to it in itself. A lot of the very prime parts of London are owned by the Middle East. And when I say the Middle East, we kind of tend to drift towards Qatar, and we tend to drift towards Saudi, but there is Iraq, there is Iranians there. You know, the wider Middle East demographic is invested in London. So right now, it's if you're a long-term investor, you can take advantage of the currency. I don't see that changing. There's not like going to be a shift of economic movement of investment to, for example, France tomorrow. They also have investments in places like Paris and other parts of Europe, but London's always a preferred place.
Well, on the currency, Jezdev, someone, Zahed, writes in saying the assumption is that the pound does not get weaker. Why is that? Maybe the pound could go weaker. I was listening to Kit Jukes at Soc Gen a week ago saying the pound's currently at 130 against the dollar. He thinks it's going to go down to 120 by year end.
Indeed it can. If you think about it, we have not pressed Article 50. We have not left Europe. It is an advisory vote. We have implemented a series of events that need to obviously manage that advisory vote. So this is a sentiment-driven exercise. The currency has not moved because there's been some sort of economic shift. It's because it's driven by sentiment and what people think is going to happen. Quite easily, sentiment can push it even lower. But it's about taking advantage of that sentiment, or at least capitalizing on that sentiment, but more importantly, thinking about what the future is for the UK. And it may be that the UK's currency stabilizes and settles at 1.4 or 1.35, and we all build a future around that. But right now, from where it was very recently to where it is today, is cheaper.
It's been great talking to you. Really appreciate you joining us today on your trip to Dubai. Jezdev Sagar is Managing Director at Three Associates Capital. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.